Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Whew, are we almost done?
Almost. We've got an entirely new season ahead of us, and we just need to look through a few more listener questions and pick which ones to answer.
How did we end up with so many bags full of questions? Ow, a paper cut.
Well, our awesome listeners send in so many great questions. After a while, they do start to pile up. But I love reading these, and we look at each and every one. Ow, paper cut.
Ooh, this is a good one. What is bankruptcy? Ow, paper cut.
Here's another good one. What is rental arbitrage? Ow, paper cut.
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 Ow, paper cut. Ow, that one really hurt.
Wait 1 second. No sudden moves. We need to open these envelopes slowly and carefully to avoid any further paper cuts.
Okay, I'm going to open this question slow and steady.
Yes, very slowly. Welcome back to Million Bazillion. I'm Bridget.
I'm Ryan, and we help dollars make more sense.
I've got an idea. Instead of opening another envelope, let's take a question that a listener sent us through our website, marketplace.org/million. No paper cuts.
Good idea. And while you do that, I'm going to throw out all the paper in the house so we don't get any more paper cuts.
Hey, those are my old National Geographic magazines. My grandma gave me those.
Sorry. If it can slice, no dice. If the paper can chop it, you gotta drop it.
Okay, let's hear the question.
My name is Hezekiah, and I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I would like to know about auctions.
He said 25, 50, 50, and 75, and 75. And $50 each here first, making it 75.
How do they work? Can you explain the fast talking and the paddles? What is a silent auction? What is an online auction? Thank you.
What a great idea for an episode, Hezekiah. So an auction is where people compete with each other to buy something. Whoever offers the highest price or bid wins. And Ryan, did you know there are records of auctions going back to the year 500 BC?
I wonder why Hezekiah became curious about auctions.
After hearing about the LeBron James Triple Logo Man basketball card going up for auction, I want to learn more about auctions.
Ooh, yes, the Panini Flawless Triple Logo Man featuring LeBron James. I've heard about that.
There's a LeBron James Panini sandwich? I want to eat that sandwich.
No, the Panini Flawless Triple Logo Man featuring LeBron James. Logo Man cards are like baseball cards, but they're for basketball players. No one used to care about basketball cards, but then this Panini company decided to start making a few really fancy ones. People wanted them again. The one Hezekiah saw is being sold at auction today.
I have an idea. Let's go to that auction and buy that card.
That's a great idea. We can go to an auction, learn all about how they work, up close and personal like, and then maybe, oh, just maybe, place the winning bid on that card.
But Bridget, it is a good idea.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. Let's go.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm not used to you agreeing with me. All right, carry on.
Okay, here we are at the auction. A lot of people here today. Uh-huh.
All right, up next, lot 72, the Panini Flawless Triple Logo Man card featuring LeBron James. Where shall we start the bidding?
Watch this. I bid $5.
Okay, thank you, sir, but we will start the bidding at $500,000. Do I hear $500,000 or above?
$1 million.
$1 million. I hear $1 million. Do I hear 1.5?
1.5.
I hear $1.5 million. Does anyone want to challenge this bid?
1.7 million.
1.7. 1.7 million. $1,700,000. Do I hear 1.8?
Okay, flag on the play.
1.8.
This basketball card is a bit more expensive than I expected.
1.85.
Yeah, I think a lot of people besides Hezekiah are interested in this card, and
1.875.
You've got more money than us. I think the phrase is deeper pockets.
1.9.
I got 37, no, 39 cents in my fanny pack. We're getting there. We're getting
1.95.
There. I bet you there's more change in my couch cushions.
$2 million.
Do you think they'd pause the auction so I can go home and check?
I don't know, but when we come back, we'll find out the first part of Hezekiah's question.
2.1 million.
How does an auction work? Right after this.
And now it's time for asking random kids not so random questions. Today's question is, if the Tooth Fairy retired, who should take over their job?
A Tooth Fairy in training.
Maybe one of the Tooth Fairy's friends should take over the job.
The old woman in the shoe and all her children, but when they were older.
I think if my snake could fly, he should take over.
Santa, the Easter Bunny, because they kind of have some magic on their side.
The kids, wahaha, then we get all their money.
I don't think a human should, because they wouldn't know how to do it, but the Tooth Fairy's friend, they know, like, what the Tooth Fairy does.
Maybe you could just keep your teeth.
That was Esther in Atlanta, Benjamin in Austin, Ava and Sebastian in Minnesota, and Joshua, Emery, and Coralie in California. This has been Asking Random Kids Not So Random Questions.
Welcome back to Million Bazillion.
2.2 million.
Today, we're learning about auctions to help answer Hezekiah's many questions.
2.3.
Right now, we're at an auction for a very rare basketball card.
And sold for $2.4 million. Congratulations, Lucky Bidder. You are now the owner of the Panini Flawless Triple Logo Man LeBron James basketball card.
Ha-ha! Yes! The card is mine.
Dang it! It's 2.4 million. We were just $2,399,500 short.
Yep, turns out we only have $500 in the Million Bazillion bank account, and it also turns out you need a lot more at a multi-million dollar auction. Sorry, Hezekiah, we'll try again next time.
And maybe that next time is now? Let's check out some of the other tents. Maybe they're auctioning off stuff we could actually afford.
Oh, looks like over here they're auctioning off classic cars. And over here, they're auctioning off houses. Oh, and look over there. They're auctioning off livestock and animals. Maybe we'll find, like, a nice, small, reasonably priced chicken.
Bridget, I'm not liking this auction setup. Why don't they just tell you at the beginning how much something is going to go for?
I don't know. Maybe someone working at one of these other auctions can tell us?
Well, I think it's a racket. They could at least have a sign posted when I walk in that says, "Sir, you are not going to be able to afford this Panini card. Keep walking."
Is this your first auction?
Oh, is that obvious?
Well, kinda.
We're looking for someone who can tell us all about auctions. Do you know much about them, since you're here?
I'm Shaylee, and I'm 16, and I have my auctioneer's license, and I could tell you everything you need to know.
Step right up, don't be shy, folks. This is a good old-fashioned livestock auction.
Amazing! Yeah. This is great. We get a real expert to answer our questions.
And up next is lot number 56. We're auctioning off here this beautiful goat. He eats just about everything in tarnation because he is a goat, but he is a sweet animal. And the opening bid to purchase this goat starts at $100.
What's an opening bid?
An opening bid is set by the auctioneer. Now, the auctioneer usually sets this low so the bidders get excited and start to participate more.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like the first bid to start or open the auction.
I hear $100. Do I hear $125? $125 to the lady with the beehive hairdo. Do I hear $135? $135 to the man with the 10-gallon hat. Do I hear $150? $150. Do I hear $155?
Why do auctioneers talk fast like that?
In this business, it's called a chant. So it gets the auction rolling. It's like it creates an experience for the buyer. So it's just like to get things in and out, like selling it fast.
Shaylee, do you know how to do the chant?
I do.
Can you do it for us?
Okay, so we're going to start the bidding off at $5. $5 bid, what do you put in a 10? $5 now, 10 now, 10 now, 10 now, 15. $10 bid now, 15, now, 15, now, 10, 15, what do you mean, 15? So something like that.
Oh, that was great, Shaylee.
Yeah, it's kind of like a basic chant.
And I see how it really creates this like excitement and anticipation. But even with all this excitement, why doesn't a seller just set the price they want for something and wait until someone comes along who wants to pay it?
Well, it's an experience, and people definitely, like, they'll be engaged, and they're more likely to raise their hand, and it gives the item a better shot getting, like, a higher price.
155, 155.
I get that, and I feel the excitement in this room. The buyers are getting all excited trying to outbid each other. It's the feverish fun of buying something taking over.
Do I hear 160?
160!
160 to the man with the bald spot.
Ryan, why did you bid on that goat?
The pressure of all this fast talk chanting worked on me. And by the way, this isn't a bald spot. It's a cowlick, sir.
I hear 170. 170 for this goat. 160 going once. 160 going twice.
170.
$170 to the young woman with the stunning red hair.
Bridget!
I got caught up in the excitement, too. I'm not made of wood.
170 going once. 170 going twice.
Wait, hold on. What does going once, going twice mean?
Going once, going twice, I like to think about it is a warning to the buyers, like saying, hey, just to throw it out there, the bidding's ending soon, so like, think about it quickly if you want to bid or not. Like, we don't say it every lot because it gets pretty repetitive and it slows down the auction, but like, if you could tell someone's just about to bid, then we'll throw it in there.
Oh, in that case, $200!
$200 to the bald spot man.
Not a bald spot, thank you.
$300.
$300 to the redhead. Do I hear four?
$400.
Baldy bouncing back with 400. Do I hear 500?
I am getting this goat. We've needed a mascot. It's an investment. $500.
$500. Do I hear six? $500 going once. $500 going twice. And sold to the redheaded young lady.
We won. I can't believe it. We bought a goat.
That was the thrill of a lifetime. And for only $500, I want to buy another animal. I want to buy a whole zoo. I want to be able to say, we bought a zoo.
Oh, can you imagine? A million bazillion zoo? We can make t-shirts and it's going... Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. No, Ryan, do you realize what we've just done? $500 is all of our money. We can't buy this goat. It'll destroy our budget for the rest of the season. Also, I didn't want a goat. I wanted a nice, cute chicken. What are we going to do with a goat? Excuse me, sir, Mr. Auctioneer, sir. Okay, turns out we got a little carried away. We don't really need this goat. We are going to need to return it.
Sir, ma'am, all sales are final.
Shaylee, why won't they take the goat back?
So most auctions have, under their contract, is all sales final, basically because if people, like, see it, like, in the next auction or, like, in the same sale, they're going to think something's wrong with it.
Oh, so it's like a no-take-backsies kind of situation, huh? So we're stuck with the goat? Man, it's really cool you know so much about this stuff. How'd you end up getting an auctioneer's license anyway?
So my mom is an estate auctioneer, so we've been doing that for a while, and it's just, like, I want to do that. I want to talk fast because, like, personally, not a lot of kids could say they're doing it, and it's a job that's definitely falling off that I think we should bring back more. So I decided to go to auctioneer school just to kind of, like, bring that experience back to life.
That's so cool. Thanks for all your help.
Congrats on the goat, guys. I'll see you later.
Bye.
So it's just up to us to figure out this goat problem, then? Well, we should probably name the goat. Something suave and elegant. What do you think of the name Armand?
Hey, I got an idea. We can resell this goat.
And you then mean we can... Armand?
Yes, Armand. We can resell Armand at auction, a different auction, and hopefully get back our $500. Heck, if we find the right auction with the right crowd, we might even end up making more money.
Bridget, that's a brilliant idea.
Excuse me. Have either of you seen my triple logo man card I just bought for $2.4 million? I put it down for 1 second, and now I can't find it.
Oh, no. Sorry, pal. Haven't seen it.
Me neither. Have you tried retracing your steps?
Of course I've retraced my steps.
Have you asked if there's any security camera footage you can look at?
Good idea. Thanks. I'll ask around. I simply must get back my multi-million dollar Panini card.
Okay. Good luck with that, buddy. Yeah, too bad for that guy. Well, easy come, easy go. Armand, stop eating my shoelaces. Anyway, I like our plan. We're going to resell this goat at auction when we come back.
Okay, welcome back to Million Bazillion. Just to get you up to speed, Ryan and I are learning all about auctions today, thanks to a question from Hezekiah from North Carolina. And long story short, we got a little swept up in the excitement of bidding, and we spent our entire bank account on one single goat.
Don't eat that, Armand. That's my cell phone.
And we're currently looking for another auction where we can sell the goat to some other highest bidder.
Bridget, look at this ad in the newspaper. There's an auction going on later today at some place called Sotheby's. We should take Armand the goat down there, and together we can jack up the excitement in the room so everyone will want to compete to have the highest bids and be the winner.
Are we sure this is the right crowd for a goat?
Please, Bridget. Armand is beloved by all. How could we go wrong? Armand, stop eating the newspaper.
Okay, let's go.
Howdy, y'all.
May I help you?
Who here wants to buy this here goat?
Sir, this is Sotheby's. We're known for auctioning off the very best of fine art and jewelry. Our customers expect the best. If you have a lot to sell, you'll have to wait your turn.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right, where was I? This stunning painting by modernist artist Marc Chagall, Bouquet au pot ou le bouquet de feuilles. The current bid is $100,000. Do I hear $110,000?
What's going on? This place isn't fun like that other auction. It's kind of snooty and stuffy in here. And they aren't auctioning off goats. They're auctioning off le bouquet bleu.
Well, I guess there are different types of auctions, maybe. Some are loud and fast-paced and sell barnyard animals. And I guess these quiet ones sell expensive stuff, like art or jewelry.
So there's loud auctions and quiet auctions. Hey, is a quiet auction the same thing as a silent auction? How do those work? Does everybody bid through charades?
Shh! Keep your voice down. We're all trying to keep up with the breakneck speed of this rowdy auction. $135,000. Ugh, leave my paddle alone.
Armand, stop eating that wooden paddle.
Get away from me.
What's up with the wooden paddles everyone's waving around? Is the air conditioning broken?
They all have numbers on them. See? People raise the paddle to make a bid, and the auctioneer can use the paddle number to confirm who's bidding and who won. Now, please be quiet. And keep that goat away from me. He just nipped at me.
I'm so sorry.
$150,000. Do I hear $160,000?
Yes. $160,000.
$160,000 from our telephone bidder. Do I hear $165,000?
Who's on the phone? Who are you talking to?
A wealthy bidder. I'm taking their instructions by phone.
Why would someone bid over the phone? I thought auctions were all about fun and excitement. Don't bidders want to be in the room where the action is?
This auction house wants to let as many people as possible send in bids. More people means more competition. More competition means higher prices. That's why people love doing auctions online. Anyone in the world can place a bid.
Ah! Armand!
Let go of that telephone. Let it go. Let it go.
You beast.
And so, for $171,000 to the lady in the frilly fancy hat.
Oh, I lost that auction because I was distracted by you two.
Sorry. Okay, we're up now. I gotta get this crowd pumped for Armand. I prepared a little song. It's sort of up-tempo country. I actually wrote it thinking this was gonna be more like that cattle auction, but too late to turn back now.
What? We didn't discuss you performing a song?
Don't worry. Grab this guitar and follow along.
But I can barely play guitar. I only know, like, one chord.
That's good enough. The song is in G minor. Just watch me for the changes.
Ryan!
Howdy, y'all. I'm Ryan, and this here is a goat named Armand. He's up for auction today, and, well, we've prepared a little song to get you all excited about him. You could spend your dough on 10 or so of fancy diamond rings, on a guitar or a sitar with plucky golden strings. You can bid to win for yourself and kin a castle with a moat. But why not try to up and buy this great here billy goat? Yeehaw! He's a real fine kid, so place your bid, and you better not bid low. Wave your paddle like a baby's rattle to make your goat bid grow. Won't you corral this barnyard pal with a bid that is the highest? He's the goat to beat with the sweetest bleat, but admittedly I'm biased. Now grab your checkbook by the slip as I offer you this bidding tip. Bid big, bid loud. This goat cannot be cowed. He's going once, he's going twice. Don't you want to own a goat so nice? Don't let the pound of the gavel quickly unravel your billy goat owning dreams. Fortune favors the bold like kings of old. Place your bids in the extremes. Now should we start the bidding? And I'm not kidding, on a seven-figure note. Now that you've heard him, don't you want to hurt him?
I'm on the billy goat.
Yeesh, tough crowd. Okay, maybe the song was a bad idea. Since everyone knows I'm the one selling the goat, you're going to have to drive up the price of the goat, Bridget. It's the only way. No matter what anyone bids, you got to bid a little more.
That's risky, Ryan. What if nobody bids more than I do? And I end up being the highest bidder and I get stuck spending even more money on this goat.
Good point. I guess just try to outbid all but one bidder, the highest bidder, so you don't win the goat. Good luck guessing who that is.
All right, up next is lot 25, a healthy billy goat.
Named Armand.
Named Armand. Can we start the bidding at, I don't know, $40? How much does a goat cost?
$40? That's outrageous for this meteor among men of goats.
$40?
$40 to the very eager young woman. Do I hear 45?
45?
$45 from the fancy gentleman. Do I hear 50?
Harold, what will you ever do with a goat?
A home is so frightfully quiet, I could use a friend.
$50?
$50. Do I hear 55?
55.
It's working, Bridget. Time to make a big move.
$60. Do I hear 60?
$600.
Oh my, a $600 bid from the very eager woman. Do I hear 650? No? No other bids for the goat?
Oh no. My worst fear, I drove the price up too high. And what am I even doing? We don't have this money. We shouldn't be bidding more than we can afford.
$600 going once, $600 going twice.
Everybody, stop the auction. That goat ate my Panini Flawless Triple Logo Man LeBron James basketball card.
Excuse me, sir. Who are you?
I bought a basketball card for $2.4 million in an auction this morning, and that goat ate it. I just saw the security camera footage of it happening. There's a $2.4 million basketball card in its protective plastic covering inside the belly of that goat right now. Sometime within the next 24 hours, that goat is going to have to, you know, and the card will come out.
Armand is going to poop out the card?
Yeah. I was trying to avoid saying the word poop, but that's what's going to happen.
$1 million.
$1 million for Armand the goat. Do I hear 1.1?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. 1.1.
1.1. Do I hear 1.2?
It's working. The price is going way up because everyone wants the basketball card when Armand poops it out.
1.7 million.
I knew Armand was a special goat.
1.9 million. Do I have 2 million?
2 million.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we just place one more bid on Armand?
Ryan, no. There's no way we can pay for him even if we win him.
$2.1 million.
$2.1 million from the bald spot man. Do I have 2.2?
2.2. Now stop it. That's enough.
2.3.
2.4.
$2.4 million. Do I have 2.5? 2.4 going once, 2.4 going twice.
$2.5 million and $500. Now please no more bids.
Would anyone like to place a higher bid? Going once, going twice. Sold.
Yes!
We did it!
Yes!
To the man who interrupted the auction and drove up the price of this goat, thank you, sir. We will return right after this break.
Hi, I'm OJ from Lawrence, Kansas with some money history trivia. Did you know that the largest bill ever printed was $100,000? The $100,000 bill was created in 1934 during the Great Depression. It was just for making official transactions between Federal Reserve banks and never given out for public use.
Welcome back to Million Bazillion.
Well, bad news. After sorting through all the particulars, turns out we don't get to keep the $2.5 million for selling the goat because technically Armand was carrying around stolen property. So the card and the money goes back to the original buyer. At least the guy who bought the card agreed to pay us $500 for Armand because he is, after all, a really great goat.
Congratulations to you too. Made for quite an exciting auction. I can't remember ever being so excited.
Really? Okay, I guess it was a fun adventure, and we did learn a ton about how auctions work, didn't we?
Yeah, would have been nice to learn a lot and also get $2.5 million.
Well, I say that's up to Hezekiah. And now we know. Auctions are a style of buying and selling things, and they've been around for centuries. Auctions bring together as many people as possible who all want to buy the same thing. And then they compete with each other to be the winner. By the way, there are a ton of different styles of auctions. We're going to have more all about that at the show page for this episode on our website, marketplace.org/million.
Well, bye for now, Armand.
We promise we'll send you letters if you promise not to eat them. But who are we kidding? You probably will, you rascal.
Sorry we can't stick around and watch you poop out that $2.5 million basketball card. That's right, Armand. So many cool poops we'll never get to see you take, little buddy. Small poops, big poops, poops filled with gold and fancy jewels. You can learn a lot about a goat from its poop.
Ladies and gentlemen, up next for auction is a complete collection of early National Geographic issues miraculously found in a dumpster early this morning. Each issue is appraised at over $5,000. So we'll start bidding for this 100-volume collection at $500,000. Do I hear
$500,000?
$550,000. Ryan!
What?
I told you we should have kept those.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Million Bazillion. If you have a question you want answered, you can send it to us at our website, marketplace.org/million.
And while you're at our website, you can sign up for the Million Bazillion email newsletter. We'll send you a note every time we have a new episode, like the one we're sharing next week, all about recessions.
But for this episode, all about auctions, we want to give a big thank you to Donda Cordova and Shaylee for telling us everything they know. True professionals. Million Bazillion is brought to you by Marketplace from American Public Media. This episode was written and hosted by me, Ryan Perez. Bridget Bodner is my co-host and the director of podcasts at Marketplace.
And we heard the talented voices of Sabri Benishore, Kimberly Adams, Courtney Bergseeker, Francesca Levy, Drew Jostad, Chris Julin, Becca Weinman, and Catherine Winter.
Jasmine Romero is our editor. Courtney Bergseeker is our producer. Neelu Shabandi is our intern. Our sound designer is Chris Julin. Becca Weinman mixed this episode. Our theme music was created by Wonderly, and the music for Armand the Billy Goat was specially composed and performed by Andrew Shaver. Francesca Levy is the Executive Director of Digital at Marketplace. Neil Scarborough is the VP and General Manager.
Million Bazillion is funded in part by the SciSims Foundation, partnering with organizations and people working for a better and more just future since 1985. And special thanks to the Ranzetta Family Charitable Fund and NextGen Personal Finance for providing the startup funding for this podcast and continuing to support Marketplace and our work to make younger audiences smarter about the economy.
If Million Bazillion is helping your family have important conversations about money, consider making a one-time donation today at marketplace.org/givemillion. And thanks for your support.